Pro Stop, 48. Right now, clear skies in the inaugural city. Winds out of the southwest at 5. Temperatures, Dallas 22. BWI 27. National 31. 31!
Fun-loving degrees, my friends.
At 7:18, 18 after 7, I am David Haynes. News update and comment, W.
My. Imagine that. Somebody coming out of the closet on our show. There's a National Enquirer when you need him.
ABA!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don Geronimo and Michael
Mara. All right, Maurice, now I'm asking 19 past out, why are you so happy today?
Well, you only interviewed my favorite filmmaker and my favorite comedian on the same show, Rip Taylor and John Waters. I mean, it's wonderful. I really like the direction the show's going. I mean, you should get that film feature, that Rex Reed film feature. That'll make the show really special.
Too bad we didn't get a hold of John Spiropoulos, huh?
Music.
Power 105. Hey, I forgot to tell you, we have to call the gal in the next few moments who won the Elvis Presley gold-plated toilet.
Oh, wow.
Because she is going to put it in her living room. She came and picked it up yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's going to use it on Super Bowl Sunday as a cheese and dip container.
Oh, yeah.
We'll call her in a few moments on WAVA. Maximum Music. Power 105 and the Wayback Machine. The Soul Survivors.
I like it.
Me too, homeboy. 7:25. Chilling and illing. With Don and Mike. And it's true or false time at 4:32. Maximum Music. Power 105. All right, I'll give it to you. I like that one a little more than when I first started it, okay?
Is it growing on you?
It's growing on me. It's like shingles or something like that, I'll give it to you. I mean, I'm all itchy and scratchy and chafy.
Oh, put some salve on it. Here, have some salve.
We need some aloe vera. Where's my yellow? Steve Winwood on WAVA, and I made a big stink, I guess, when that one first came out. That one's not as bad as some of his other songs. It's just, most of them sound like beer commercials. That doesn't sound like a beer. That sounds to me like it could be some kind of feminine product or something if I was thinking about ways to use that song, so to speak. I mean...
What's the title of that song?
Holding On. Holding On.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Fresh, bright, out of sight. Holding On.
Or super glue, maybe.
Yeah.
Holding On. Or tires. You know, grip the road.
Yeah, something like that. Well, Steve, are you listening to us, pal? Steve Winwood, are you out there?
Yeah, we're saying you can parlay this song into another one of those commercials.
We don't think you've made enough money off your music yet, Steve, my friend. It's 7:30, Gertie, at WAVA with the Wave of Morning Zoo. And hello, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Meara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Should be sunny. Wear something flimsy today, gals, with a high 55. It's 31 outdoors right now in Waveland. And David Frost, who has a new sleazy TV show on Channel 4, will be calling us, I think, in about an hour from now.
Yes, it's called A Current Affair. Oh, I'm sorry, Inside Edition.
It's like a rip-off of A Current Affair. Ew, the ooze must just be seeping off this show. But anyway, I want to ask David Frost what it was like to make it with Diane Carroll.
Ooh.
That's the only question I want to ask him. Also this morning on the zoo, all about eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're going to have a joke off with Bob Hope here in just a few moments. And we'll be giving away some of those Coke 3D glasses because apparently Frank was right. Now, our phones have been ringing. Everybody wants these dumb 3D glasses. I guess I shouldn't say dumb. These fantastic 3D glasses.
Oh, they're special.
To watch the halftime of the Super Bowl, and I guess that a lot of people can't find them anywhere.
No, they're hard to find, and of course they've been promoting them on TV and on the radio and everywhere else for quite some time now, and it's difficult to get them.
Well, we've got them. We've got them right here, and I can think of no finer way to celebrate Bobby Goldsboro's birthday than by giving away some Coke 3D glasses.
And honey, I miss you, and I'm doing being well. Good.
What is it?
And I'm being good, and I'd only be with you, if only I could. See the tree, how big it's grown, my friend. It hasn't been too long, it wasn't big.
Bobby Goldsboro.
What are the rest of the words of that? Hey, Frank.
Frank.
You know, this is one song I'm betting Frank knows all the words to.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Frank, do you know all the words to, honey?
The one I know is watching Scotty grow.
Watching Scott. Oh, that was another one of his. Oh, how does that
have
one?
That, had, or somebody. I think my mom or somebody had that little 45 record of that at home.
Well, how does that one go as we continue our tribute to whatever this schmuck's name is?
Think about it. Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro. He was one, he had one of the best vibratos of anybody in the. He had a gigantic schnoz. Am I right? Didn't he have a gigantic nose?
Absolutely.
Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. And he's, you know, it's
well, come on, Frank. Come on, let's hear it. Okay, watching Scotty Grow.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it for a minute.
Watching Scotty Grow.
I don't know. Let me get there. I'll go get the record and bring it in. I don't know.
Come on, Frank.
I think it's just about time for a Bobby Goldsboro medley, you know? They do that nowadays, don't they?
And honey, I miss you. And I'm being good.
I'm being good.
And I'd love to be with you. If only I could.
I remember the word.
See the tree, how big it's grown. My friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
It wasn't big.
Thank you. Frank, that is your assignment. Right now, go to your desk, yeah. Turn off your monitor, shut yourself off from the world, and for God's sakes, write down the words to Watching Scotty Grow for
us. Okay, I'm not real good with melody. No,
go ahead, Frank. Just go type them out on your typewriter. Snap to it.
Chop, chop. And then we'll make him sing it.
It's a good thing we have Frank around. You know, sometimes when we have Frank in a situation like this, the last Eddie Murphy movie comes to mind. The one with, what was the name of the last movie that he had?
Beverly Hills Cop 2?
No, the one where he was, the Coming to America.
Oh, Coming to America.
Right in the very beginning, when he's going to the bathroom and he goes,
Wipers!
That's kind of, if you've seen Coming to America, that's kind of sometimes the headset we get into with Frank, like that we would be wearing, like the turban like Eddie Murphy had on, sitting Indian style. Wipers!
You know, I'm wondering if we could do like a practice session one day with Frank. As opposed to yelling, Frank, all we'd have to do is simultaneously clap our hands twice and just go, and then just wait for Frank to get here.
I've told him to turn off the monitor there on his desk.
Yeah.
Plus, it would reset all the equipment here in the studio because everything in the studio is hooked up to the clapper.
Including the transmitter.
7:34 at WAVA. Well, I think we're finally ready for the all-new True or False game. And, Mike, I think it's time. You know, we should try that out with Frank.
I think it's a good idea. Hey, let's see.
Hey, Frank, are you listening?
Do you want me to run down the hall and get him? Let me go get him. Hold on.
Okay, go get Frank.
Frank!
New method for calling Frank. Hey, Frank! Frank, come here for a second, please, my friend. Hey, listen, I know you probably had the monitor on your desk turned off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take you off the Watching Scotty Grow assignment for one moment.
All right, okay.
We have another assignment for you. This would be a new way that we want to call you. Instead of always having to scream your name, which is so degrading to you.
We think you might be getting bored with us always going, Frank, you know, at the top of our lungs.
Whenever you're listening and you hear this, he would come in. Just, and we were thinking, like, do you remember Coming to America? You ever see that?
Yeah, I mean,
when he went,
Wipers!
Wipers!
Yeah.
Not that you would ever have to perform duties like that.
No, that would never happen. Not, maybe not. But
that's reserved for David Haynes. But I think a new novel way, perhaps,
when,
of calling.
When you clap.
Clap twice, and it would be.
And then I'll just come running. Okay.
And then we won't say a word until you get here. After.
And also, we'd like turbans. Do you know where we can find turbans like Eddie Murphy wore in Coming to America?
It's a lot easier for me to find some turbans than to come up with the
like
lyrics.
A Jambi the Genie suit. Like Jambi on Pee-wee Sauce. That's exactly the kind of clothes we should wear with a big puffy sleeves on our shirts.
He doesn't have a body, though. He just has a head.
All right, then, Frank. Get technical on there.
Right. Go ahead, Frank. Leave in it. Remember, Frank, it's...
Okay.
All right. How long do you want to give it before we try it for the first time?
Right now.
Hi, Frank.
Okay, Frank.
All right, good job. Good, all right.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks, Frank. 7:36 at WAVA. And now let's start the music again. We'll try the true or false game again. Mike, can you tell me about our contestants who are still standing by?
Let's put down our turban and welcome on line number 4, Terry Wheaton from Landover. Terry is an administrative assistant in Washington, and he or she is 23 years old. On line number 6, let's say hi to Melvin Clark. Melvin is from Brentwood. He's a teller at Sovereign Bank in Landover, and he's 19 years old. Those are our contestants on the all-new true or false game, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Hello, Terry. Hello, Melvin.
Good morning.
I guess the Terry would be a she then, Mike, to answer your question.
Absolutely.
And before we go any further with the game, turn down that music for just a second.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hi,
okay,
Frank.
Good, right, Frank. Good.
Good job. Good. Okay. We're just testing right now.
You know, I think maybe he needs something more. And I think, no offense, Frank, maybe we should do it just like Eddie Murphy. Whenever Frank would hear the claps and then wipers.
So it'd be like this. Wipers!
That's your new cue to come barreling through the door, Frank.
What if you wanted someone else, like Diana or David Haynes or...
Well, then we'll ask for them by name, I guess. But for you, and if you ever want Diana, and right. Say who doesn't want Diana, ask for her by name. So, Frank, your cue is then...
What is?
Yes?
All right, that's fine. That's fine. We're just testing it again, and that's it. That'll work.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're ready to play the game. Hello, Terry. Hello, Melvin.
Good morning.
All right, here's how we play the all-new True or False game. Answer these questions to the best of your ability. Person with the most correct answers at the end of our speed round wins our bonus prize package here, and if we have a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker question. And this morning, it's a special fun facts edition of the True or False game, and here's a couple questions for Mike. Here's how we play the game. Mike.
Yes.
Bowling. Excuse me.
Wait, do you need a... You need a lozenge? Don needs a throat lozenge, Frank.
Okay, do you have any around?
No, maybe send Diana over.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay. See? It's much quicker that way.
Mike, bowling pins are made of pine wood.
True.
False, they're made of maple wood.
Oh, darn it.
Mike, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wears a size 14 shoe.
True.
That is true.
All right.
And that's how we play the game, and we'll start with Terry. Are you ready, Terry?
Yes, I am.
If an NFL place kicker makes a field goal from the 47-yard line, he is credited with a 47-yard kick.
False.
That is false.
Way to go, Terry.
If you add on 10 yards, it'd be 57 yards. All right, and here we go now with Melvin. Melvin, between men and women, women generally have a more rapid pulse rate.
True.
That is true.
All right, good job, Melvin.
Back to Terry. In Houston, Texas, the average toilet is flushed 7 times a day.
True.
That is true.
Good job, Terry.
Melvin, in Washington, D.C., the average toilet... Oh, here's Frank with the... Thanks, Frank. Frank with a lozenge already. Thank you, Sue Kretz. Thank you, Frank.
Good job, Frank. Did he hear us when we said, good job?
Let's find out.
What?
Frank, good job. We just wanted
good
to tell
job.
You.
Thanks for the lozenge, Frank. It'll come in handy. Thank you very much. You know, my son has a cold. My wife has a cold. I think I'm catching the cold. It's a cold and flu season. You know?
It is. It's constant.
You know, I think I might need a Kleenex also.
Wipers!
Don needs a tissue. Thanks, Frank.
Oh, let me pop that lozenge in my mouth. That's good. Okay, I think we were to Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Melvin, in Washington, D.C., the average toilet is flushed 7 times a day.
False.
That is false. 10 times a day.
Wow.
The average in Washington. What's our score, Mike?
We have Terry and Melvin, both with 2 correct answers. Dom!
All right, Mike, question number 3. This would be for you, Terry. A bowling alley is 70 feet long.
True.
False. Only 60 feet long.
Sorry, Terry.
Melvin, unlike other flowers, roses are bisexual.
False.
True.
Oh, Melvin.
Terry, on average, it takes about 20 minutes to get a tattoo.
False.
True.
Oh, Terry.
Melvin, Elsha Otis invented the garbage truck.
False.
That is false. He invented the elevator.
All right, way to go, Melvin.
What's our score there, Mike?
Melvin moving into the lead with a total of 3 correct answers to Terry's 2.
Okay, this would be for Terry. The Baseball Hall of Fame is located in Canton, Ohio.
False.
That is false. It's in Cooperstown. And Melvin, Thomas Crapper invented the toilet.
False.
That's true.
Oh, Melvin.
That's absolutely true. What's our score, Mike?
We have a tie, Don. Both contestants with 3 correct answers.
All right, it's time for the bonus tiebreaker question. We'll flip a coin, and we'll let Terry call it in the air. Mike, flip it, please.
There you go. All right, call it, Terry.
Heads
it is, Don.
Thanks for the... Although, Frank, this is toilet paper.
I know we don't have any tissues. I haven't been able to find any.
You mean you haven't stocked tissue, Kleenex tissue, during the cold and flu season?
Oh, like David Haynes has got some. Would you go grab those from him, please, Frank?
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Good. Now, when Frank leaves the room, we'll have another chance to...
No, he's back in.
Well, no, leave the room with him, Frank. Leave the room with him, please, okay. So we can call you again. Thank you, David.
Yeah, make that door loud when you open it, Frank.
Okay.
Wipers!
Right here!
There we go.
Thanks, Frank.
Good job. Excellent job.
Thanks, Frank.
Super. There we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else? You need anything else?
No, I'm set.
Okay.
I'm set. Oh, the bonus tiebreaker question.
That's right.
Terry. Jane Fonda's bra size is a 38D.
False.
True.
Oh, Terry.
Mike, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. He's Melvin Clark from Brentwood. He's our grand prize winner.
Congratulations, Melvin.
Thank you.
You must be thrilled. Mike, why don't you tell Mel... What he's won.
Okay, Big Mel, you've won a case of Prego spaghetti sauce. Plus, you qualify for a trip to Super Bowl 23 in Miami from Prego spaghetti sauce and Power 105. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Melvin, that was a trip to the Super Bowl you're qualified for, my friend.
Yay!
All right, there you go. And Terry, if only it could have been you, we're going to give you a special tiebreaker bonus kind of consolation thing, and you'll win a prize, too. Mayor Barry is the best mayor Washington, D.C. has ever had, true or false?
Oh, that's got to be false.
That is false.
Way to go, Terry.
Mike, why don't you tell Terry what she's won?
Because Melvin was so excited, we're also giving Terry a case of Prego spaghetti sauce. Plus, she qualifies for a trip to Super Bowl 23 in Miami from Prego spaghetti sauce and Power 105. Congratulations.
Yay.
We'll be giving away the trip to the Super Bowl, I think, either tomorrow or Friday, so you better keep your knobs glued.
Well, what day would that be? Is it tomorrow or is it Friday? Who would know that?
To Wava. Oh, well.
Wipers!
Right here.
When are we giving away the trip to the Super Bowl, Frank?
Today's the last qualifying day, so it could be either today or tomorrow.
Okay, we'll find out about that, okay, Frank?
Yes, I will.
Job.
And Terry and Melvin, can you tell me who plays the hottest hits on the planet?
WAVA.
Okay, hold on, my friends. Don't forget the all-new True or False game is...
Mark Goodson.
Bill Todman.
Television.
Production.
And
thank
you.
And we'll call the woman who has the Elvis toilet in just one moment on WAVA. What are you doing there, Frank?
It says the grand prize drawing will be tomorrow, January 19th.
Tomorrow, January 19th. As always, there's Frank with the answer.
Okay, good job.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Get out of here. All right.
Wipers!
Right here!
We were just testing it again. Okay, sorry.
Bye, Frank. Be right back. 7:43, Frank time.
Look at the movies. Moonstruck.
And wonderful Wava will have a brand new song about the bushes called Bush It.
Mm-hmm.
That's B-U-S-H-I-T. Bush It.
Lovely little song.
Which is done to the tune of my other all-time favorite song by Salt and Peppa.
Right.
Push It.
Right, it's sort of an inaugural.
Name of the song is Bush It.
Bush It.
Which is something, rhymes with something that I often say to Alan Goodman will say to me, for instance, boy, you know, you guys are doing such a great job. I hate to have to discipline you. And I would like to say, you know, Bush It. B-U-S-H-I-T.
Bush It.
Bush It. Anyway, we're going to play it in just a minute here. W-A-V-A. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Well, good morning.
Hello, my friend.
Hello. I know some of the words to the song, Honey.
Oh, do you really? Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Oh, and we got to tell Frank to get back on that assignment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wipers! Yes!
Frank,
get back on the watching Scotty Grope job, Frank.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And now our continuing tribute to Bobby Goldsboro.
Right.
Well, it's his birthday today, for God's sakes. Okay, what are some of the words to Honey?
Well, some of the other words are... She wrecked the car and she was sad.
Okay, you sing it. So afraid that I'd be mad.
But what the heck?
Yeah.
So I pretended hard to be. Guess she could say she saw through me and hugged my neck.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, okay, you got any more?
I remember part of one line. It was, I would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I wish I could remember the words.
It really is. I think it's one of the most sexist songs ever written when I really think about it.
Soap operas or something and crying.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening. Want some 3D glasses?
Oh, I do.
Oh, see, Mike, everybody's hot for these things.
That's right.
All right, two pair of limited edition Coca-Cola 3D glasses.
All right.
To watch halftime of Super Bowl XXIII.
Thank you.
And also a six-pack of Coke from Coke and Power 105.
Thanks.
All right, hold on, my friend. It's 7:49. The woman with the Elvis toilet now. The gal who won the toilet from us on Elvis's birthday. The gold toilet. We were going to have the plumber go out to her house and install it in her bathroom. And she mentioned to us, no, that she wanted to put it in her family room.
Yeah, now, did she want it more for a decorative item than a functional item?
No, it's going to be functional because she came and picked it up yesterday and told Frank that she's going to use it on Super Bowl Sunday as a chip and dip dispenser in her family room. Let's call Danielle Yeager.
Danielle Yeager, who has won the Elvis toilet. And on Super Bowl Sunday, her friends will be enjoying eating chips and dip out of the toilet.
And this is an actual toilet.
Oh,
I've got to put a 703 on that?
Would you like some clam dip? Where are the chips? I'm starved. Hey, they're right over there in that Elvis toilet. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
All right, calling Danielle Yeager, and that's incidentally no relation to Chuck.
We're sorry. Hmm. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, I got another number. Let me try this one.
We're Steve. Fabulous baseball player. Hey, what's so good about these chips and dips? Hey, they came out of the Elvis toilet.
Hello?
Hello, is this Danielle?
This is her son.
Oh, her son. Hi, good morning. This is Don and Mike from WAVA, the Wave of Morning Zoo. How are you?
Fine.
You want to go on the radio with us?
What?
You want to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, how old are you?
Eight.
You know, if only all the people, it was easy to get their permission as it was to get this kid.
Simply, yeah.
What's your name, son?
Evan.
Ivan?
Evan.
Evan. Evan. Evan Yeager. Hey, Evan, do you have a brand new Elvis toilet in your house?
Yeah.
Do you like it, Evan?
Yeah.
Where did your mom put it?
In the family room.
In the family room. Is your mom really going to put chips and dips in that during the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Is your mom around there, Evan?
Yes.
Oh, can we chat with her?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Evan.
Good morning, my friends.
Hello, my friend. Well, that's a charming child you have.
Well, thank you very much.
So you got the toilet? Everything's received?
it's more beautiful than I thought.
Now, you're really going to use this as a chip and dip thing?
Oh, yes. Listen, we've already touched up the paint on it. It had a little chip in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're making a platform, and we spray painted it gold. My husband made the platform. So we're just all ready.
So you're going to put your chips and your clam dip inside the Elvis toilet?
Yeah, the chips are going to be in the tank, and the dip, the Velveeta Rotel dip, is going to be in the bowl.
Okay. And
we're going to have a Super Bowl party.
I get it, Super Bowl. Frank tells me that you're actually going to take a picture of this so we can send this into some of the trade magazines.
We'll take a whole roll.
Okay, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, well, we'll call you Monday.
Okay.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be eating out of the Elvis toilet.
Let's go Bengals.
Well, it's got kind of an aftertaste to it, doesn't it?
Well, that's good eating.
7:53, David Haynes.
Don and Mark.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
WABA.
7:57, and now it's time for a Wave of World premiere. Oh, boy. The Bushettes.
All right.
Singing Bush It.
Bush It.
That's B-U-S-H. Space, IT, push it.
Push it.
And like push it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a wave exclusive, Mike.
Ooh, Barbara. Ba-ba-ba-Barbara. Ooh, Barbara. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Quit them on this. Push it. Quit them on this. Push it.
Ronnie's not here.
Quit them on this. Push it.
Ronnie's not here.
Push it.
Wait a minute, Dan. This job ain't for everybody. Only the sexy Republicans. So all you fly Americans, get on out there and push. George Bush, I said.
Push it. Push it good. Push it. But push it real good. George, you really got me going. I'm gonna miss. Nancy's just ain't knowing. Push it. Push it.
Yo, 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 Barbara Bush.
Yeah, you.
Do what your first man says. You better make it fast because your husband's the prez. Can't you rock the White House, George, like I know you could. Now push it.
Push it good. Push it. Push it real good. Push it. Push it good.
I get that. That's Bush It.
Push it real good.
Hey man, that's Bush It. B-U-S-H. Maximum Music.
Oh boy.
Power 105. It's a George Bush twofer. With a blast from the past. Do you remember the Big Johnson song?
Well, a lot of what this campaign is about, it's a Big Johnson, which is a weapon system we don't need, can't afford, and won't help our defense posture at all.
I think it is a deterrent, and I believe we need it.
I don't know which George Bush I'm listening to.
It is new, and it is kind of a missile.
Which apparently the vice president wants to keep in his back pocket or someplace, but I will say this, I have the biggest Slurpee.
Oh, no.
Now, come on. I think where I differ with the governor of Massachusetts is, I think I'd be a better president now for having a Big Johnson.
Oh, no.
And that's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, maybe as a last resort, Kitty and I will do it.
I do not want to see us go to, again, and I'm using this word advisedly, a liberal Johnson. So I don't want to fool around with it.
Let's stop labeling each other and have our good, solid disagreements on Slurpee. There's nothing the matter with that.
Let me simply say, for the record, we ought to move forward swiftly on my Johnson. It's almost out.
Oh, no.
George, Kitty, and I will do it with as much good humor as I can, but at the same time, we'll do it at least 10 times. That's an incredibly powerful nuclear deterrent. And that really is going to be a challenge for the next president of the United States.
I refuse to measure one's Johnson. I am going to carry this Johnson all across this country. You know, I don't want to sound like a kid in the schoolyard. He started it. But to take a look at the Democratic Johnson. This was just outrageous because everyone else is fascinated with polls and who's up or down today and who's going to be up or down tomorrow. I want to hold this Johnson, the longest expansion in modern history, until everybody in America benefits.
Hits on the planet.
George!
Maximum music.
Power 105.
George!
It's a minute past eight.
Oh, the Johnson song.
I'm Don Johnson.
And I'm Mike Johnson.
Hey, listen, it's wild. It's a joke-off right now. It's the Wednesday morning joke-off, so call us at 432-WAVA.
47 deadbeats living in a back street, north, east, west, south, all in the same house, sitting in a back.
On WAVA, David Haynes will have the news in just a moment. David Frost was supposed to be calling us up here like in 10 minutes or something like that to talk about his new super sleazy TV show. Hello, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Mike.
Hello, my friend.
I was just wondering, you know, you wanted the lyrics to the Bobby Goldsboro song, Honey?
Yeah, Honey, yes.
Well, I've got a couple more lyrics for you.
Okay.
Can you sing them, though?
Well, it is Bobby Goldsboro's birthday. It's kind of our tribute to BG, as I loved calling him.
Well, I can't sing that well, but I'll give you a shot here.
Okay, my friend.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it wasn't long ago, it wasn't big. The first day that she planted it, it was just a twig. Then the first snow came, and she ran out to brush the snow away, so it wouldn't die.
Oh, this is, boy, Bobby's not digging this.
Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And honey, I love you, and I mean good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could.
Oh, and that's
sir.
An award-winning performance.
Good job.
I'd come in from working late, and I would know she'd been crying over some sad and silly late show. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day.
Pal, we got to call the phone booth here.
There you go. How's that?
Oh, that was hey,
marvelous.
That was award-winning. You can get the Coca-Cola glasses and tickets to the new Burt Reynolds movie, okay?
Hey, sounds fantastic. Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Thank you, my friend. Burt Reynolds movie, Physical Evidence, Thursday at the Cineplex Odeon Circle Theater. Thank you for listening to The Morning Zoo on WAVA as we continue our tribute to the life and times of Bobby Goldsboro. All it took was a second to get him going.
That's right, and then he got up to speed real quick.
Just like Lay's potato chips. You just can't eat one. Hey, it's Phone Booth Olympics time, Mike, and where are we calling?
We are calling the Phone Booth on the corner of 19th and Pennsylvania. That's right across from the Nautilus and Fitness Center in Northwest Washington.
WAVA, good guy time.
Hello.
821, hello. Why are you answering this telephone?
I'm listening for WAVA.
There you go. We got one. We got us one, Mike.
Oh, boy.
There's only one here, just me.
Well, that's all we need for the Phone Booth Olympics. What is your name, my friend?
It's Roger Arthur.
And Roger, hey, you're one of them guys with, like, two first names, and one of them's your last name.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, Roger Ramjet, what do you do for a living?
I work at Pepco. I'm a computer programmer.
Okay, my friend, are you ready to run?
Run where?
I want you to hang up this phone and run to the phone booth at 18th and H... in front of the Federal Bar Building, underneath the sign for August Moon.
18th and 8th. I don't think I can run that far.
I think you can. Go!
All right.
Go!
This guy. Hope he runs faster than he talks. That's all we can hope for. Right now, sprinting.
Oh, Roger Ramjet.
Hey, how you doing?
17th. 18th. Now, and this is actually a little complicated to actually have to go to 18th and H in front of the Federal Bar Building underneath the sign for August Moon, which incidentally used to be my radio name when I worked in the Indian Reservation.
The August Moon Show.
Hello, this is August Moon with all the hits. Call me right now at TP69827.
Not only do you have to be a world-class sprinter, you also have to have a little knowledge of the layout of the city, Don.
Well, I guess we would give a prize also to the first person who could intercept this guy. If you're in the area of 18th and H.
Hello?
Is this the same guy?
This is Roger.
Oh. Hey, Roger! All right, way to go, Roger.
That's not too bad of a walk.
Well, we want you to run now, Roger.
Run? I can't run.
We want you to run to 18th Street between I and K, just past the Farragut West Metro Station.
All right.
All right, go.
Later.
There he goes. He's sprinting right now. He said, I can't run, but we're making him run. Heading down to the phone booth on 18th Street between I and K.
I wonder if his tongue right now is being thrown back and slapping him in the face as he... I picture Roger just with a really extra long tongue, like a Gene Simmons-like tongue.
And you know, he sounds like he might be one of those guys that's just a little out of shape, Don.
Oh, no. Raj?
I'm having a heart attack. Help me, please.
Now, how far is this? He's only running a block, right? Because we sent him from 18th and H
right.
to 18th and I. Hello?
It's an alien phone! It's one of those alien phones. Oh, no. That's what Frank has here on the piece of paper. It says, it's an alien phone.
You know what?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I hate these alien phones because you get up and they look like a CNP phone, and as soon as you put the money in, you know that it's not a real one.
And this hand, this green hand with all these little tentacles come out and grab you around the waist.
It's an alien phone. Trying again, Mike. We've lost one, I think.
Yeah, Roger. Roger is off in La-La Land
now.
Hey,
we have to ask Frank what the deal is with these alien phones. I guess we better call him.
Yeah, time to call him again.
Wipers!
Hello.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank, what's the deal with these alien phones?
Well, I thought I didn't get the actual phone booth myself. Diana did, but the deal is they're not operated by CNP, so they work weird differently, you know, so that you can't, like, put a collect call into them or something like that. Now, I think if he's listening, Roger, and just picks up the phone now, he won't hear a ring, but...
Oh, well, Roger.
Roger, pick up the phone, Raj.
Raj, Raj man, Raj Ramjet. Hello, Roger. Roger with the extra long tongue. Roger?
There's some guy out staring at phones, not knowing which one's supposed to ring. He's sweating.
So this phone will not ring?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Hello? Roger?
We've
lost.
It's like they say in the commercials, never use an alien phone, I guess.
I believe Roger's passed away, Don.
We've lost Roger. He's evaporated. Roger, if you're within the sound of my voice, call us back, please, my friend. And that's how we play the Phone Booth Olympics on WAVA. You win some, you lose some.
Well, the problem is when we get one of those alien killer alien phones from hell, we can't get in touch with old Raj.
Hold on, let me call the phone back just to clear my conscience. I'll call the phone back that we started with on the corner of 19th and Pennsylvania because maybe somebody's around there could pick up the phone and tell us if they see a guy named Roger with a really long tongue.
Okay, calling the phone booth right now on the corner of 19th and Pennsylvania. That's across from the Nautilus and Fitness Center in Northwest, and hopefully somebody is picking Roger up right now off the ground.
Yeah. I don't want to have this kind of tragedy marring Bobby Goldsboro's birthday, for God's sakes. I mean, I don't want Roger on my conscience.
Yeah. What would BG say? Seriously.
See the tree, how big it's grown. My friend, it hasn't been too long. My favorite line now. It wasn't big.
And honey, I miss you.
And Roger, I miss you.
And we're doing well. But Roger is sweating at an alien phone from hell.
Well, if anybody within the sound of my voice is near 19th and Pennsylvania.
You know, maybe for future reference, maybe we shouldn't even try these alien phones.
This is a regular phone I'm calling now. This is an A1 American. Hold on, somebody is on line number 5. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking at the phone booth right now. There's nobody picking it up.
On the corner of 19th and Pennsylvania?
That's correct, because I passed the guy on my way to work.
Well, why don't you go down and pick the phone up then?
Because I'm about 5 minutes away. I don't think you can wait that long.
Oh, you're in an office building?
Yes.
Oh. Well, good. Tell us, is anybody coming towards the phone booth at all?
Yeah, there are about 5 people who just walked by it, ignoring it.
Just ignoring it?
Yeah.
None of them had Walkmans on, huh?
Do you see any cars parked around there? Maybe we give a special prize to anybody who would pull right up and just pick this phone booth. Is it hard to get to?
No, it's right at a red light. So if a car gets in the left-hand lane, all you have to do is stop and run out and pick up the phone.
And, where are you calling from, incidentally, pal?
18th in Pennsylvania.
And what do you do for a living?
Work for the World Bank.
You know, anytime we can cause a traffic jam, Don, that's always a pleasure.
Well, we'll give it 3 more rings. And you saw Roger? Did he have an exceptionally long tongue?
When I saw him, he was still waiting for you, so his tongue was still in his mouth.
Roger, a pretty heavy set guy, sir?
No, he was kind of thin.
Oh, good. All right.
Gee, there are 5 more people who just walked
Perfect.
By.
5 more people just walked by.
Yep. There's another one. Just walked by. They are ignoring the phone.
What do you do at the World Bank, sir?
Just stare out the window.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the prizes then, okay?
Well, that's all right.
No, hey, I'll give you some of these Coke 3D glasses for the Super Bowl this weekend, a six-pack of Coke, and the tickets to the Burt Reynolds movie, okay?
All right, sure, thanks.
All right, thank you for listening to Wave, my
sure,
friend.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, hold on a second. It's 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. Wait, hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, that's you on hold. All right, that was my mistake. Let me see if it's still ringing.
Still ringing.
Well, now, hold on a second. What did I do wrong?
Wait a minute. No, no. Are you calling back the phone booth on the corner of 19th and Pennsylvania? Don, I believe Roger's dead. I know. Nobody wants to hear that, but I think this is the first time one of our contestants in the phone booth Olympics has expired.
Well, I don't want to have Roger's blood on my hands on Bobby Goldsboro's birthday. I mean, I'll go home today, and Frida's going to have the big portrait of Bobby right above the fireplace, and she's going to know right away.
Yeah.
What is wrong? What is marring our Bobby Goldsboro tribute day?
Somewhere, Roger's just lying in the street right now. Poor old Rog. Breathing his last breath, struggling desperately to get back to the phone booth.
All right, we've lost him. Let me just break the news to my wife, and we'll move on with the show. It's 8:30. It's news time at WAVA.
Hello?
Honey?
Yes?
Awful news.
What?
Awful news. Bobby Goldsboro Day is marred.
Why?
Well, we lost a listener today.
What happened?
This guy, Roger, he's at a phone booth downtown, and we called an alien phone, and it didn't ring, and we never heard from him again, and I know you were baking that big cake with Bobby Goldsboro's face on it, and I know that Bart was wearing his Bobby Goldsboro baby pajamas, and I know that we were going to dance endlessly tonight to the song Honey to celebrate his birthday, but it's kabashed.
Yeah, because of Roger. You see, Frida, Roger told us that he couldn't run, and we insisted that he did run, and now...
He's gone. We can't find him.
He ran away?
Yeah.
Well, don't let it spoil the day.
Well, I'm sorry. It's ruining my Bobby Goldsboro day. So I know the one thing I don't want to see when I come in the door today is that big, full-color, full-size portrait of Bobby Goldsboro that you got me for Christmas, okay?
Well, let's just move the holiday to a Monday anyway so we can make it a long weekend.
All right, honey.
Okay, good.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's a sad day for all of us, Mike.
Yeah, Bobby Goldsboro day and Roger's dead.
And now here's David Haynes.
It's going to...